بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Respected and honorable listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We now continue again in this week's episode of The Heart of a Muslim, wherein we were discussing up to now the Mathnawi of Hazrat Maulana Rumi rahimahumullah. So today we move on to the meeting of Maulana Rumi rahimahullah and Hazrat Shamsuddin Tabrizi rahimahullah. In the words of Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahimahullah, he mentions that, listen, dear friends, to the story of Maulana Rumi, who was generally involved with teaching while being unaware of the ways of the path of suluk, being involved with external knowledge at all times. His lecturing pursuits had become famous all around, while for him, hard was the contact with the path. For arrogance through knowledge keeps the man of knowledge far away from recognizing the truth. Arrogance through knowledge keeps the man of knowledge far away from recognizing the truth. For the main object of all knowledge is to attain divine love. Apart from that, all is mere conceit. But him on whom Allah's grace shines, one day or another, he will become Allah's favorite. In this way, Allah's grace shone on Maulana Rumi rahimahullah, and from the unseen, Allah's help reached him. All achievements come about through divine grace, and without his favor, nothing comes about. From the unseen world, Rumi was chosen. As Shams Tabrizi prayed to Allah, O Allah, this fire of love burning in my heart, this restless longing which lies in me, this fire of truth which is buried in my heart, and all that was granted to me, O Allah, let there be such a bondsman of thy, who in true fashion will be suitable to inherit. Who in true fashion will be suitable to inherit, that his heart may become filled with truth, and that I may fill his being with pearls of wisdom. Let me find such a hair, who will be able to bear the burden of the fire of love in him. For the burning love within myself is like the Mount Tur of love in the heart. O Allah, near indeed is for me the time of parting. To whom shall I leave this trust? O beloved, from the unseen came the immediate reply, O Shamsuddin Tabrizi, hasten towards Rum. Go and make Maulana Rumi the master of Rum. Let him become unoccupied with the affairs of Rum. Thus, at the command of the unseen, Shams proceeded towards Rum as commanded from on high. As he cast his sight upon Maulana Rumi, unconscious he fell down on the path. Forgotten were the robes of knowledge. Hungry and thirsty was he to be successful on the path. At one time, Maulana Rumi was known as a man of dignity and splendor, the one endowed with a special connection of Khwarizm Shah, and also endowed with being a master of knowledge. Whenever he had to go anywhere, speedily was brought for him the royal sedan, and ready for him were soldiers, servants, and students who in honor and respect accompanied him. He was used to having his hands and feet kissed, and on all sides he used to be crowded. Today he fell down unconscious. Through divine love, he discarded all signs of pomp and splendor. What a glance was thrown on him by Shamsuddin Tabrizi. And through that, he became a leader of the path. When the Pir of Rum regained consciousness, he followed the footsteps of Shamsuddin Tabrizi, taking his sheikh's bedding on his head as he walked, having bought the humility of love. When does divine love keep a transitory world? All that became lost in the dust. For the honor of divine love is everlasting honor, and its ecstasy is ecstasy forever. And upon Jalaluddin Rumi, there was the full effect of the influence of Shamsuddin Tabrizi. And Shamsuddin Tabrizi filled the heart of Maulana Rum with burning love and yaqeen. From the hands of the Sheikh, whatever bounty he found, the Mathnawi is filled with gratitude for that. Look from what to what Shams transformed Maulana Rumi. Through their liaison and company, wonders resulted. It is through the spiritual bounty of Shams that without fear, Rumi could dance around with turban tied. Such an effect was had on the Pir Rumi, as he explains in Masnavi, without any fear, that Shamsuddin Tabrizi was a light complete. He was the sun and he was the lights of truth. In the Masnavi, the fire of Tabriz burns. The meanings are Tabrizi, the words Rumi's. What did Rumi acquire from the hands of Tabrizi rahimahullah? Ask this of Rumi himself. But I say, O my friends, search for it yourself in the Mathnawi. Respected mothers, brothers in Islam, just from this poetry of Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahimahullah, we understand that by means of associating oneself with the divine friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one can achieve such bounties from Allah, from the unseen, wherein the whole world can benefit from one. So we have to always be in search, for indeed, the arrogance through knowledge keeps the man of knowledge far away from recognizing the truth. Unfortunately, if we have to look at one of the greatest challenges in today's day and age, is that with regard to knowledge. People turn to Google for guidance, Google for knowledge, and people are depriving themselves from the companionship of the Ahlullah. They are depriving themselves from the companionship of the scholars of deen. Why? Because arrogance has crept in, and we feel, because of our own intellect, that we are capable of seeking the path on our own. Respected friends and elders, this indeed is not the way of Allah. It's not the way of the Sahaba. Does the word Sahaba means companion, and it was through the companionship of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in reached such high status. So, respected friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us respite, grants us time, and waits for you and I to turn towards Him. The main object of all knowledge is to attain divine love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we can achieve and acquire that, then respected friends and elders, automatically we are on the right path. If we have that burning love for the friends of Allah, those who have tread the path of suluk themselves, who have reformed themselves, if we have to be in such companionship, then respected friends and elders, Allah will make it easy for you and I to also tread the path of reformation. Reformation is indeed fardh ain upon each and every one of us. We should search within ourselves and be able to pinpoint all the evil diseases that are within our heart. So breaking, we learn that Maulana Rumi Rahimahullah was such a respectable person, and he was a great scholar at that time. But when he submitted himself in the companionship of Hazrat Maulana Shamsuddin Tabrizi Rahimahullah, that is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then took more work from him. And many a people have changed their lives. Also, when it is mentioned in the Quran Kareem that فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدَرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. And I've heard this from Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to give guidance to a particular person, then one of the means, as mentioned by Allama Alusi in Tafsir Ruhul Ma'ani, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instills love for that particular person in the hearts of His chosen beloved friends. Then those friends of Allah have love for such a person. But it should not be that a person has such friends with the pious, but he does not benefit from them. It's like a person who is sick, and he has a sickness, and he has the world's best doctor as his friend, but he doesn't take any remedy from that person, nor does he disclose to him what is going through. Then that friend is of no benefit to him. So the true friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are not ones that are going out and seeking financial benefit from people. No, they want people to better themselves in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should be always in search of such people and go and benefit from them. For indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with that knowledge, which will be of benefit to the whole of mankind also. Another very important point which also needs to be discussed here is this one saying that without fear Rumi could dance around with turban tied. Such an effect it had on the peer of Rum, meaning Hazrat Maulana Rumi Rahimahullah. Remember friends, singing and dancing is not part of Islam. But the poet here is referring to a person who is drowning in the love of Allah with so much of ecstasy. And it can be understood from one of the other poems of Hazrat Maulana Rumi Rahimahullah, wherein he said that, O world, O people of the world, if you see a drop of blood anywhere on the face of the earth, then know that the tears of Rumi has flowed there. He had such fervor and worry for the Ummah. And look at it in today's day and age. Because of our lack of Iman and our lack in Yaqeen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what and what are Muslims doing in today's day and age? Muslims are in the casinos. Muslims are dealing in interest. Muslims are corrupt. Muslims are doing bribery and corruption. Muslims are robbing people. Muslims are killing people also. There's so much of things wherein people get to know that a Muslim, a person who is a reciter of the Kalima La Ilaha Illallah, was involved of such and such syndicate. Respected friends and elders, we need to think and ponder on the lives of the pious people. Get a decent book and read into the lives of the pious friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then see how and because of what qualities they had that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated their status and used them for the guidance of men. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may He use us all for the benefit of mankind. May He protect us and protect the whole Muslim Ummah from falling prey to the temptations of nafs and shaitan. Inshallah, we will continue next week. Until then, assalamu alaikum ورحمة الله وبركاته.